WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 301, Reliving an Avatar Flight of Passage Ride. Put those headphones on now for the best experience as we enjoy another of my Walt Disney World memories. You'll be transported to the parks through the use of immersive binaural audio, and be there with us as we soar through the world of Pandora on the back of a banshee. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Here in Kentucky, we are beginning our celebrations around Derby. The kickoff 2 weeks before is Thunder Weekend, where we have one of the top five air shows over the river, and thousands of people flock to the waterfront to watch, culminating in one of the largest fireworks shows in the U.S. Really, if you've never heard or even seen this, you should definitely check this out. All that flying, though, is a perfect segue for our memory today as we finally get to ride on the back of a banshee. So as we get to today's memory, you'll need to imagine it is a slightly gray and overcast Tuesday morning in December of 2021. The clouds will end up burning off and we'll get that sun later, but for now, it's a little gray outside. We'll join the memory as we've already entered the park with early entry access and sprinted to the back of the line to ride Avatar Flight of Passage. We were already in line when we finished last episode and have just now entered the actual queue area. As you hear the fans blowing, we're passing the cast members manning the entrance to the ride. At this point in the morning, the line really isn't stopping at all, and we'll wind our way through the foliage of Pandora and up into the caves. Once inside, we'll admire some of the cave drawings, but we don't have much time in here because soon we're transitioning back into that overgrowth of the forest that's reclaimed a portion of the queue. But soon, we're in the lab, winding our way past samples and notes of experiments, culminating with that view of the Avatar just floating inside its case. I trimmed out a bunch of the queue, but there's just so much actually for the ears to enjoy. I've tried to leave in what is most interesting, probably for all of us. Finally, we'll enter the last scene as we are almost in like this air traffic control area where you can see all of the avatars in flight before we're mixed into the queue to be separated out into our pre-flight areas. Once we are cleansed of all parasites and matched with an avatar, we'll make our way to the linking stations and take a seat. The majesty and the scenery in this ride is just amazing. And you really feel like you're flying as the music soars and lifts you higher. At one point, I can't contain my excitement as we dive down through the floating mountains. This is my favorite part every time we ride this. As our ride ends, we gather our things, just giddy with excitement. This is now, possibly, our new family favorite attraction. As we exit the building, we consult the touring plans app and it suggests our next attraction, which thankfully isn't very far. Again, this is a binaural memory, so you'll definitely want to have your favorite headphones on for that best experience. But before we relive our memory for today, I want to take a moment to hear from our sponsors that are helping me continue to bring these memories to you. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic.
Sorry, just have to look when I can. And I think that's where Navi River the journey starts. The flowers are glowing.
Yeah, I Mikey, look down here at the fountains below. Sue's come over. Careful, sometimes they might spit. Keep walking, bud. Don't stop. Morning. Thank you.
They're only three sided.
It's wide.
And then they have long fronds that drape way down.
It's only the stuff that you can find on Pandora, I guess. Just alien plants. That one's like really spiny, Susie.
Oh yeah.
Like a thorn tree. I don't. Susie, look at the shape above you, to your left. Susie, it's supposed to be a banshee.
The sound?
That shape. Here's more of them, but it's leather wrapped around the branches. Morning.
Good morning, have fun.
Thank you.
Welcome to the system for my name right now in the garden. Based on Starfire with all lives, thank you.
All the paintings. Cave painting. So that's all the indoor queue that you could have done.
Yeah.
Nope. But it's changing, look, Susie. Looks kind of industrial cave. We went from very organic. This is drilled out into a hard rock. We're going into an industrial building now. Still very covered in moss and rust and cavey type stuff.
Yeah.
Go for it. Watch behind you, Jeff. So it's like the building collapsed in a little bit under here. Did you see it? It's stuff like that. It's like a lizard that spins. Just kidding. The noise of the animal that just crawled over top of this. So this is what it's going to look like at night outside. Sounds like a frog. Check this one out. You got to see this. It's kind of what there's, I think if you put mercury in some sort of liquids and then electrically charge it, it's statics like that. But they're playing like it's an active organism of some sort. No, that's real. So if you apply,
trying to say is, as the water gets cleaner, they get less active.
When it's really dirty, it's very active.
sliding to unlink.
Driver 8 following. Unlinking.
Okay, I had been tracking my walk. We got in line at 7:38.
Checking so wind currents on Pandoran weather systems.
4.
Watch out, guys. Wow, they've got a lot of bays that could be running.
New drivers heading into the GMR.
Check. See them now. We have new flyers loading
guys
in.
Go 3 and 4. Stand on 3. Well, you're not going to be able to see anything. You need to face this way. So, Mikey, come back this way.
Just follow around the railing and fill the room. That's right. Please fill all the way in and stand on your assigned number. Genetic matching room. Okay, Dr. Stevens, they're ready.
Can everyone see me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Welcome to the Avatar program. Soon, you're going to have a chance to undertake an amazing Navi rite of passage, flying on the back of this powerful animal called an Ikram, or as we call it, a Banshee. The way you're going to do this is by being matched to something called an Avatar. And I'm here to help you guys get ready. But first, we have to scan you for Pandoran microparasites. Alright everyone, stay on your number and move your arms a bit. Okay, start scan. You've all got them. But don't worry, they're very common around these parts. Let's start the decon.
Initiating GMR decon.
Stay still over your number. You're not going to feel a thing. You're doing great. Almost done here.
They're all clear.
Great. Now let's go over how all this works. Like I said before, you're going to be matched to these things called avatars, which look a lot like the Na'vi. They're created by blending human DNA and Na'vi DNA. Once we match you to an avatar, thanks to a special link chair, your mind will be able to control that avatar. Using avatars to fly this way was all figured out by my boss, Dr. Jackie Ogden. She leads our science team, which is part of the Pandora Conservation Initiative, and we're here in the Valley of Moara studying banshees and their environment. Over a generation ago, this enormous company called the RDA created a lot of damage to the area through their bad mining practices and conflicts with the Na'vi. Just like on Earth, it can take decades for ecosystems to recover. One way to understand what's going on with an ecosystem is to study what are called keystone species. These are animals like tigers, jaguars, seals. The banshee is one of these important animals. Dr. Ogden is the foremost expert on studying the Ikron and has spent years researching them. Unfortunately, banshees live high in rookeries and humans can't get anywhere near them without becoming their lunch. But the Na'vi and avatars can. In fact, the Na'vi have been riding on the backs of banshees since their earliest history. Thanks to science, avatars can ride on banshees too. That's why you're linking to an avatar. It was Dr. Ogden who restarted the avatar program. It's because of her that you're able to go through this rite of passage today. Pandora is a breathtaking natural world. I cannot wait for you guys to see it for yourselves. Okay, to get you flying on a banshee, we need to find each of you an avatar. Let's prep the genetic sampling.
I'm on it.
Okay, first we need to find the compatible match of your genetic material with the genetic material of one of the avatar bodies that we already have. Once we do that, you'll be able to link to that avatar. And, fly. Help us out and move around a bit. Almost. Yes, got him. Now, let's find you your avatar matches.
Mommy got one. I got one. Sorry, kiddos.
All right. You've all been matched with avatars.
Oh, good.
Looks like they're ready for you in the next room. When the door opens, please go inside, all the way in, and stand over the same number that you're standing over now. And I'll see you in there.
Come on in. You folks are going to take these and head over to your numbers. Of course.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Absolutely. Of course. You're welcome.
Yep. Fancy, Suze.
And just a heads up, folks, you don't need those on just yet. Wait until you're seated on the ride.
Okay.
Great, you've all made it. It's important that you can all see me, so move a little if you can't. Before we send you to the link chamber, let's watch this piece by Dr. Ogden, who runs the program.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Jackie Ogden from the Pandora Conservation Initiative. You're about to experience a ceremony that's very special to the Na'vi, flying on the back of an Ikron, or as we call it, a banshee. To the Na'vi, connecting to an Ikron and flying on its back is an incredibly important rite of passage they call Ikni Maya. With permission from the Na'vi and in partnership with Alpha Centauri Expeditions, we can now bring this amazing experience to you. The way you'll be able to fly is by linking to an avatar that's already on the back of an Ikron. Let's see how this works.
We establish a link using powerful psionic amplification equipment. A human driver is connected to an avatar, which could be physically hundreds of kilometers away. When you follow our technician into the link chamber, you'll see a series of 16 link chairs. Please go to the number that matches the number you're standing on now. First, stow your gear in the storage containers on the back wall. This should include all bags, cameras, and other items, including cell phones. It's important to push them all the way into the bin. Then get onto the chair as you would a bike. Straddle the seat, step forward, and sit down. Slide your hips forward until you are against the chest pad, and then move your feet all the way forward. Wait until you're seated before you put on your flight visors. Hold onto the hand grips as shown. It's important to hold on to the hand grips at all times. After you're seated, back and leg restraints will be firmly engaged. For your safety, throughout this entire experience, always remain seated and supervise your children.
Once the link takes place, you'll be connected to your avatar and sitting on the back of an Ikran. It'll feel like you're really there. Moments later, you'll begin your flight. A Na'vi guide will lead you out. You'll experience the breathtaking beauty of Pandora, but you might also face some of its greatest challenges. Some of this flight might be intense, but trust your guide and be brave. As the Na'vi say during this important rite of passage, Sivak Hope, rise to the challenge. Good luck.
All right. You ready?
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah. Let's get you into the link chamber.
Scout to everybody, you're going to be restrained at a height above the ground, so the floor will move for 4.5 minutes. If you have fear of heights or are prone to motion sickness, let me know and we'll get you out. Numbers 1 through 8 will follow me, and 9 through 16 behind them. Come on in. Welcome back. Once you get all your stuff, exit out the other side.
Attention drivers, stow your gear on the back wall, and then get onto the link chair the way we showed you in the video. Then, put on your flight visors. For your safety, throughout this entire experience, remain seated, lean forward, holding onto the handrails, and supervise your children.
All right.
Para su seguridad, durante toda esta experiencia deberán permanecer sentados, inclinarse hacia adelante agarrando las barras, y supervisen a sus niños. Gracias.
Alrighty, friends, please make sure you are pushing all bags and straps completely into those bins.
Well, that's busted. Hats. You got wind in your face?
Restraints activated.
Hi. Hi. You need to touch the legs. Scoot your feet forward. The back doesn't necessarily need to touch. Put your feet as far forward as you can. Anybody else buzzing? Okay. There must be a fault in my link. Here we go. We're linked. Your legs.
the link chair, gather your belongings, and exit the link chamber.
That was awesome. I want to do it again. Oh, line's gone.
Come back once you got your stuff. Exit this way.
It's like soaring.
Look better.
Attention drivers. Stow your gear on the back wall, and then get onto the link chair.
The more you're in, the exit to the right down the stairs.
Thank you.
Welcome back to doing the rest of your day.
What'd you think?
That was awesome.
That was.
Come out to the stand to the right, or just to the left. Let's not block here. I broke my button. Oh, I can clip it back on. What did you think?
I could tell that there was wind inside. Like, the wind was coming at you.
I'm surprised they didn't spray water.
I was getting wet the whole time.
I didn't get wet at all. I never got wet.
Oh, I got sprayed the entire ride. Every time you came near water, speesh, speesh, speesh.
Apparently mine just avoided all water.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not wet at all.
No, it was mostly on my arms. You had a cat banshee?
Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw it. If you looked to the side,
yeah, there were, rows,
rows and rows of people with us.
I know, I saw.
Well, so the thing to ponder, exit ruts.
So was it slightly blurry for anybody but me?
There were some scenes. There were some scenes that were off.
Because it just wasn't clear. I think that didn't help it. I don't know.
There were some scenes. The in the cave, I was having a hard time there. Yeah, initially when the cave started, I was like, it's all blurry.
Yeah, I was trying to get focus. I was like, this isn't right.
I am focused.
Okay. So the line is actually stopped out here now. Because the park's been open for 30 minutes.
What?
The park has now been actually open for 30 minutes to everybody. So we're kind of behind the game now.
You can 3D print yourself, right? Hello. This is what I wanted to see. Here it is. You want to buy a banshee?
Yeah.
Like what she's got on her shoulder? Handle.
control in the head.
He's looking at both of you.
How much are the Banshees?
They're $69.99 plus tax.
Okay, thank you.
Will they still deliver stuff to your room if you buy it? If you're staying on property?
Yep.
Okay, good. So we can shop anytime today.
Yeah. All right, kiddos.
Because I had kind of been thinking it wasn't worth it because I didn't want to drive around all day. But by the end of the day, we're so over it. What's going on? How was it?
Is it not on the plaque?
It's like a rubber
shoe.
Latex.
So the suggestion is Navi River Journey. Navi River Journey. It's boat ride.
Okay. Through Pandora.
Thank you so much for joining me for another of my Walt Disney World memories. If this was your first time listening, I want to invite you to subscribe so that future episodes will automatically download as they are released. Also, if you want to find more information about the show and my other adventures, I encourage you to visit my www-memories.net website. In addition to links to subscribe, you'll find things like show notes with pictures of this memory. You'll also find links to watch this on YouTube or view photos on Google and Instagram and connect with me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you like what you've heard and you want to say thank you, you can also find links on the website for ways to support the show. Every donation gets put back into the podcast, and you'll help reduce my cost for gathering, producing, and hosting the show for years to come. Finally, the easiest thing you can do is to help me spread the word about the show. If you like what you've heard, a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen will help others like you who might be looking for ways to relive that Disney magic at home find our show. Or if you could tell a friend or share that you've been listening, share a link to the show on social media. Maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World, like this memory, is just what someone else like you needs. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. So thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you back here in a couple of weeks or sooner for our next Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.